Valentine's Day, a familiar theme for Valentine's Day is the idea to be mine. To be mine. A young teenage boy went to purchase a bracelet for his girlfriend. And so he picked one out. And the person at the jewelry store asked if he wanted his girlfriend's name engraved on the bracelet. He said no. So I want you to think about this for a second. If you can put your mind into the mind of a teenage boy. Because what he asked to be engraved instead was, my one and only. Because in his mind, he was thinking, well, if it doesn't work out, that he would get it back and use it on the next girlfriend. And so, a lesson maybe that we learn about young love and about relationships, as we look at our theme, one and only. And the lessons come from the wilderness, which historically was a place for learning and a place for preparation. Throughout our scriptures, we have wilderness experiences in the Sinai Peninsula, particularly during the time of the Exodus, in the Negev Desert in the south of Israel, and the Judean wilderness in the east. In our scriptures, these deserts are frequented by Abraham, by Moses, Elijah, and David. At the time of the Exodus, the Hebrew people, we are told, were wandering, which isn't really accurate. Because during this time, the people were relearning the idea of God's covenant promise. And their dependence upon God and upon God alone were the lessons they learned in the desert. How God provided for them manna from the sky, water from the rock, guided them by pillars of smoke and fire. There's a time of preparation for the Hebrew people, for what was to come. To recognize their dependence upon the one true God, the God of Abraham. And a generation passes during this time of preparation. And when the time comes for them to enter a new land, it's a whole entirely new generation of people who had never known slavery. A new generation of people who are open to a new land that then they were called upon to settle. And then to let the world know from this home of the God of Israel, the God of Abraham. The wilderness was a time of preparation, a dependence upon the one and the only God. At the time of John the Baptist, the people were recalled to the wilderness, recalled to the waters of the Jordan River, and once again enter those waters and then emerge as people entering a new age and a new time, to the building of a new kingdom. People who had been entrenched in tradition now were preparing for a new age, moving from law to gospel, from the temple to Jesus. The people were called to the wilderness by John the Baptist. Often it is a shared message by the prophets in the scriptures that the people are to return to the faith of their infancy in the desert. A call upon them for renewal. And to learn the lessons of trust and to build upon that in the God of Israel, the one and only. Which leads us to the time of Jesus. In the wilderness, at that time, you find the community of Qumran. This community was known for the Dead Sea Scrolls that were discovered in the 20th century, a product of the Essene people. These were people that lived in the wilderness, withdrew into the wilderness, separated themselves from the traditions of the people. And there they began to introduce a new outlook and waiting for the Messiah. For it was said the Messiah would appear from the wilderness. So the time of Jesus, we read of His journey into the wilderness to fulfill expectations as a time of preparation and of lessons then to be shared. Jesus is guided. Now, Valentine's Day apparently has been a misguided experience. The Roman Catholic Church came out with some words of clarification some time past. That Saint Valentine was actually the saint of those who have found a soulmate. Saint Valentine was to nurture relationships. For example, I came across this Valentine's card. Don't turn Valentine's Day into a let's test my husband's love day. Make it a let's celebrate our marriage together day. And they went on to say that it is actually Saint Raphael, who is the patron saint of happy encounters, of finding love. And so, there you have it. I guess St. Raphael's Day, it doesn't sound as good as St. Valentine's Day. But it is always emphasized that Jesus Himself is guided, led by the Spirit, we are told, full of the Holy Spirit, from the Jordan River, where He went to participate with the people of Israel in this time of renewal. He goes to the wilderness. And there is the issue of conflict. The question of who is the authority for Jesus. The question of obedience. Who is the one and only? And so then, there are those challenges regarding genuine human need at the time when Jesus is famished. A call upon Him to use His apparent power. There is the question of who is the Lord of the earth? Who is one to worship and who is one to serve? What is the relationship to God to be like? Who is the one who provides salvation? All of us in some manner, in some form, go through eternal conflict. Go through a conflict within us. And so we have a season such as Lent. A time to reflect. A time to ask ourselves, who is our one and only? To whom are we obedient? Who has authority in our lives? And recognize our many shortcomings. I recognize my shortcomings in relationships. My first Valentine's, Allison, didn't go over very well. It said, "You're fine, I guess." Then there was the next one that has her saying, "I love you," and me saying, "You love me." So like I said, I wasn't very good at this. But we all go through our own wilderness experiences. It is a time then for us to learn, to prepare, to seek refuge. Who is the influence in our lives? Who is our one and only? And to find then the ways in which we can discover a goodness in ourselves and a goodness in the whole. The call upon us is the theme, be mine. To be the one and only. And on there, your name is individually engraved. Amen.